taken the precaution of moving behind Colon.
And never uses poison.
Colon realised he was backing away from a man 6 inches high.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, you being in fights and that, you don't get on with dwarfs, some people might say. The thing is, it could look like you might have a grudge.
He took another step back and almost tripped over Nobby.
Grudge? Why should I have a grudge, pal? It ain't me that gets the kicking, said wee Mad Arthur, advancing.
Good point, said Colon. Only it'd help, right, if you could tell us where you got those rats from.
Like the Patrician's Palace, maybe, said Nobby.
The Palace? No one catches rats at the Palace, that's not allowed. No, I remember those rats, they was good fat ones. I wanted a penny each, but he held out for 4 for threepence, the old skinflint that he is.
Where'd you get them, then?
Wee Mad Arthur shrugged.
Down the cattle market. I do the cattle market Tuesdays. Couldn't tell you where they came from. Them tunnels goes everywhere, see?
Could they have eaten poison before you caught them? Said Colon. Wee Mad Arthur bristled.
No one puts down poison round there. I won't have it, see? I got all the contracts along the shambles, and I won't deal with any gobshite who uses poison. I doesn't charge for extermination, see? Guild hates that, but I chooses me customers.
Wee Mad Arthur grinned wickedly.
I only goes there when there's the finest eating for the rats and I clean up flogging them to the lawn ornaments. I find anyone using poison on my patch they can pay guild rates for guild work. See how they like it.
I can see you're going to be a big man in industrial catering, said Colon. Wee Mad Arthur put his head on one side.
Just know what happened to the last man that made a crack like that, he said.
No, said Colon.
Neither does anyone else, said Wee Mad Arthur, because he was never found. Have yous finished? Only I got a wasp's nest to clean out before I go home.
So you were catching them under the shambles? Colon persisted.
All the way along, it's a good beat. There's tanners, tallow men, butchers, sausage makers. That's good grazing if you're a rat.
Yeah, right, said Colon. Fair enough. Well, I reckon we've taken up enough of your time.
How'd you catch wasps? Said Nobby, intrigued. Smoke 'em out?
'Tis unsporting not to hit them on the wing, said Wee Mad Arthur. But if it's a busy day, I'll make up squibs out of that #1 black powder the alchemists sell.
He indicated the laden bandoliers over his shoulder.
You blow 'em up, said Nobby. That don't sound too sporting.
Yeah, just ever tried setting and lighting half a dozen fuses and then fighting your way back out of the entrance before the first one goes off?
It's a wild goose chase, Sarge, said Nobby, as they strolled away. Some rat set poison somewhere and he got 'em. What are we supposed to do about it? Poisoning rats ain't illegal.
Colon scratched his chin. I think we could be in a bit of trouble, Nobby, he said. I mean, everyone's been bustling around detectoring, and we could end up looking a right couple of noddies. I mean, do you want to go back to the yard and say we talked to wee Mad Arthur and he said it wasn't him? End of story? We're humans, right?
Well, I am, and I know you probably are, and we're definitely bringing up the rear around here. I'm telling you, this ain't my watch anymore, Nobby. Trolls, dwarfs, gargoyles. I've nothing against them, you know me. But I'm looking forward to my little farm of chickens round the door. And I wouldn't mind going out with something to be proud of.
Well, what do you want us to do? Knock on every door round the cattle market and ask them if they've got any arsenic in the place?
Yep, said Colon.
Walk and talk, that's what Vimes always says.
There's hundreds of them. Anyway, they'd say no.
Right, but we gotta ask. Tain't like it used to be, Nobby, this modern policing. Detectoring. These days we gotta get results. I mean, the watch is getting bigger. I don't mind old Detritus being a sergeant. He's not bad when you get to know him. But one of these days it could be a dwarf giving out orders, Nobby. It's all right for me, because I'll be out on my farm. Nailing chickens round the door, said Nobby. But you got your future to think of. And the way things are going, maybe the watch will be looking for another captain. It'd be a right bugger if he turned out to have a name like Strong in the Army, or Shale, so you'd better look smart.
You never wanted to be Captain Fred?
Me? A hofficer? I have my pride, Nobby. I've nothing against hofficering for them as is called to it, but it's not for the likes of me. My place is with the common man.
I wish mine was, said Nobby gloomily. Look what was in my pigeonhole this morning.
He handed the sergeant a square of card with gold edging.
Lady Silarchi will be at home this PM from 5 onwards and requests the pleasure of the company of Lord de Nobby's, he read.
Oh.
I've heard about these rich old women, said Nobby dejectedly. I reckon she wants me to be a gigolo. Is that right?
Nah, nah, said the sergeant, looking at Passion's most unlikely plaything. I know this stuff from my uncle. At home is like a bit of a...